Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. Today we have the pleasure of the company of Sudesh Didi. So Sudesh Didi has been with Brahma Kumaris for over 60 years. She was born and raised in North India and was a keen student of spiritual scriptures. She also studied to attain a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science at the Punjab University in Delhi. After coming to Baba, she served around India, establishing centres, and in 1974 she moved to serve abroad in London. And since 1996, so that's the last 37 years, she's been based in Germany. She is the European Director of the Brahma Kumaris and the director of the Seminar House Meringen Retreat Centre in Germany. So among her many specialities are her very sweet nature and her love of churning, understanding and sharing knowledge and yoga practices. And tonight her topic is how to create a pure and powerful stage. So I'd like to greet her with a little bouquet of love and thank you for joining us this evening.
For all of you. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. What does it really mean to speak three times Om Shanti? One time is not enough. Are we reminding ourselves again and again? Or is it some meaning is behind this? Everything, anything which we want to make final or emphasize, one, two, three, final thing, so it is actually a reminding Om Shanti. Because the soul consists of three powers. And when people say, I want peace of mind, Baba says, this is wrong to say peace of mind. Many times in the Murli you would have heard, but is mind, mind, we want to make our mind peaceful. People want peace of mind. Why Baba said it is not right? Something which is incomplete, then on the way it can become wrong. So soul is not only mind. The soul consists of mind, intellect and sanskaras. So we are reminding, making us aware, who am I? The mind becomes aware of its own self, its nature, peace, it's my religion. It's my dharma. Then the second thing Dadi used to say, who do I belong to? So it is not the mind is asking question. The intellect is aware and it wants to make sure, who do I belong to? Understand, who do I belong to? So when you are as Baba says, the more you understand, you are able to actually act accordingly. And it is the intellect that understands, and it is the intellect that has faith, faithful intellect. It is not called yoga of the mind. Turning the mind, belonging, keeping your mind focused on Baba, by diverting from body conscious to soul conscious, and then soul conscious to God conscious. So Baba says, have the yoga of the intellect with me. Be mind with your mind, but have yoga of the intellect with me. And then it is being that image of peace, the embodiment of peace. That is what it is, my personality, what I have to be. So what I am, not this body, I am a soul. Who do I belong to? And what is actually my final stage? What it is that my task that I have to perform? What is my stage that I have to reach? So we are going to talk today, share these thoughts on the subject, building powerful and pure stage, creating pure and powerful stage. What is the stage? What is meaning of stage? It's a level you built brick by brick. Builders know, but it is not built without making the foundation strong. A building is not built without the foundation. And foundation means to dig in, to go deeper first before going higher. The deeper you go, you are able to make the building higher. Otherwise it's danger of accidents, breaking. So this, we are actually building our stage to reach a stage at a place, or our state of mind, state of being, divine being, elevated being. Human beings we are, being we are, but human beings are all human beings. But we are becoming Brahmins, are keeping the aim, building the stage of divine stage, elevated stage. And when we say stage, it is connected with the state of mind, intellect, and our personality, our behavior, our interaction with each other, our connection with each other. So what comes first? Pure or powerful? First step is pure, means nothing is mixture in it. Pure means in its original, whatever qualities are, they are original and real. It's not only just to satisfy someone temporary and I act or behave so that my name should remain, not be defamed. So I am quiet, I am peaceful, I am loveful, but internally I am not. So this is the internal stage. Stage is not of the body. Body is a stage where we perform, through which we perform. So this is also a stage on this planet. Each one performs the action through this body on this world stage. But we are talking about our internal stage, which means pure and powerful. In order to make powerful, we need to make it pure. Means nothing is mixed in it. I remember the experience with Brahma Baba. I was in Madhuban on 68 November, 20th of November. At that time, training center in Madhuban was being constructed. It was already nearly built, these both parts on the, you see the Tower of Peace. Tower of Peace is actually both sides. This part and this part is training center. Building is called training center. Baba holded my hand and was showing me the purpose of this building, why this building, because at that time other buildings were also being built in Pandav Bhavan. But this was specially built for training center. Baba said, "Child, this in this building is going to be training for Kumaris, and you conduct this training of Kumaris. So where it will be, this the building is at this place, but Baba is also concerned, but at the same time other children will also come, parties will also come. So where will others stay? That will be Vishal Bhavan, the other part where you see when from Tower of Peace you go to dining room and you climb some steps." So when Baba was taking me from there to show where the parties will stay, at that time steps were not built. It was just a small hill, because the place is up and Baba tall and I am small, so Baba holded my hand and just helped me actually to climb the steps. I was very happy that Baba has come to uplift, so I was joyful, very joyful atmosphere, feeling was there. And suddenly I feel Baba's hand is not the hand of flesh and bones. Very, very soft and very light. And when I saw it, it felt like the transparent cotton wool. Soft was anyway very light, but something light is coming from it. And I look at it and the whole body was just like there, transparent, just like we have transparent, the body of light. And I felt that a subtle region Baba has come on this corporeal world. Subtle region has come here. And so because of that joy and that feeling, I forgot where I was. And then Baba pressed my hand and said, "Child, let us go." And then Baba took me where Vishal Bhavan was going to be built, but there was one place the builder was mixing cement to give the final coat inside the training center so that walls become smooth and clean. And this Baba said, "Child, see, this builder knows what percentage of these two material, how much, what percentage of sand or whatever he has to mix with cement. If it is more percentage than what he has to put, then the building will not be beautiful. The cracks will be in the building. In the same way, Baba's teachings is to build the, it is a building. We are building character. The divine character is being built by Baba. This life is being built. And so what it is important that should be there, so that it remains smooth, clean, shining, it is Shrimat. In Shrimat, when Manmat is mixed, the dictates of the mind of our own or the dictates of others are mixed, then that beauty does not remain the same. It will be some cracks then in it. And so I realize what it is actually. It is our stage that has to be so powerful that we are making sure that we are performing actions. We have connection with each other. We work together. But what we are doing is, every action is on the direction of Shrimad Bap Dada. Again and again, it is godly directions we are following. When we mix any other influence, we are influenced by external influence, then what our own stage at that time we can see begins to, actually the inner shine or inner happiness or inner beauty is immediately, it is becoming some kind of weak stage. Influence, effect creates defect. And Baba wants to make us perfect. Perfection. We are aiming to become perfect. And perfect means free from defects. And also powerful, free from the influence of the defects of others. And actions are performed on the directions of the Supreme Father with pure consciousness, with soul consciousness. So soul conscious and God conscious and the clear aim, three things we should be very clear. Body conscious is a mixture. Of course we have to perform through body. But how much body conscious is mixed in it? Without body we do not perform action. So something is needed Just like some percentage of other material was needed in that building to mix. Even God needs a body. He does not perform action without a body. He says that I come to perform action, to make you perfect. I need a corporeal body. I don't have incorporeal body means I am incorporeal, but I don't have a body. And incorporeal is also does not have any kind of physical or organs. But of course all the organs are there. God has eyes, God has his hands. This is why it is said, without feet he walks, without hand he works, without eyes he sees. But it is the power of the soul that works. It is the clarity of the mind. We are able to care, we are able to feel. Purity of our own feelings, we are able to create good feelings for others. So God's mind is perfect. Intellect is divine and elevated, and personality is benevolence. What is benevolence? There's nothing mixed for the self. There's no desire for the self. Selflessness. And what it is, we do everything ourselves with the body. But how much selfish motive is mixed in it? Actions are being done. In soul conscious we are doing. But what is in soul consciousness as well? How much my own desires are mixed in it? How much my own questions and doubts or insecurities mixed in it? Am I performing the action with faith, with that power that it's God's direction, and I am following that direction? Then my certainly action would be with faith, with love, with determination, with clarity. So pure means here selflessness, benevolence. And it is only when I am I am also practicing soul consciousness, whatever actions I am performing, because the stage is to be built of the soul. So it means I have to pay attention how the soul is thinking. Thought is my action. Perfect action. Physical action is the result. Action do not think what the actions are. Action do not have to think itself. Action is expression, is a result. But thought of the mind is action of the soul. Means thought of the mind is the action of the soul through the mind. So by thinking. So if I am thinking, this is why Baba says, waste thoughts, impure thoughts, weak thoughts, unnecessary thoughts, thinking about others. It's a mixture, no? Pure means soul consciousness, and soul in itself, in its bodiless stage. It means in its incorporeal stage. From in soul, from soul world as keeping the consciousness, I have just incarnated from the soul world. So what would be my stage at that time? So every time Baba says, consider yourself, you have this Brahmin birth is incarnation. It's a new birth. It's new life. It's alaukik life, not the worldly life. But as we are trained from the body, from physical birth, to focus, to identify ourselves with the body, so it takes time, we are taking more time to change body consciousness into soul consciousness. So our thinking is based on what we have learned from the world, from the parents, from societies, from community, from systems. And Baba is teaching us every day same lesson, soul consciousness. But sometime our powerful mind says, but this is the same, I know soul consciousness. But why Baba is saying every day be soul conscious? Because without even thinking, this consciousness of the body gets mixed in it. And so checking is needed. Pure means, if something is any kind of influence, I need to be introspective, checking my stage. And also, pure is that really it is faith in God, faith in Baba, what He is teaching, it is truth and it has power in it when I am doing according to His direction. It is going to be truth because its material is powerful. What He is saying, that is what is helping me. This knowledge that Baba is giving, I need to not only think of soul consciousness, but know what soul consciousness is. Soul consciousness means the qualities of the soul, the powers of the soul. Knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, truth, godly power, that become conscious and active. Conscious means active. Conscious means recognition. Conscious means communication. So soul is able to, means I am soul conscious, so I am not only mind. I am a pure mind because I am an eternal soul. I have come from Brahmalok. I am child. This is why Dadi says, who do I belong to? I am child of the Almighty. So the power is inherent personality in me, or inheritance is later on. Inherent qualities are in the soul as I am child of God. But to let go of my old personality that we have built for a long time, that is a mixture. And remove that mixture, to remove that is taking time. And in order to make it, and that makes weak, when the mixture is anything, Anything when it becomes mixture, it is less powerful. So ordinary thing, if you have soap and you have to clean something, if it is cheap, powder is mixed in it, though you are putting a lot, but clothes are not cleansed. If you have been, so mixture, any kind of mixture makes the impact or effect or result becomes weak, it is not perfect. So our own old stuff is interfering. And so this is what I need to checking in order to make myself, my bell stage pure, focus on my pure consciousness. I am, first before saying I am peaceful, Baba said, think before purity of yourself. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Soul world is pure and my destination is also pure. And I am a child of the purifier. So to make the mind powerful, focus your mind on the quality first. And quality of the soul will be attracted by the quality, connected with the quality. Be mind with your mind. So thoughts have to be, how to be with mind, it's not a gross thing. When we think of other persons, say, oh, I was remembering you. How I was remembering? I was thinking about that person, no? And not only just thinking, I was thinking connected with either there was a conversation or there was a task that person had, I had given to him, or there was some task that person has given to me, or some account, some action has been, interaction has been taken. And then it is recalling it, remembering, reminding and remembering. Be mind with your mind and remember me alone. These two when come together. So it means, Baba, I am being soul conscious, but I am also being conscious, who do I belong to? So Baba's power is then supporting me, guiding me. Direction is simple. Shrimat is actually one word. Shrimat is be soul conscious. Then our attention is don't be body conscious. God does not say we don't be body conscious. It's we, our checking makes us aware, I am body conscious. So intellect then when understands God's knowledge, then I understand I am body conscious. And when I check myself, I make myself clean again. Body conscious, it means this my own matter and my own thoughts and my own desires are mixture in it. In direction, Baba says, in soul consciousness. So then, soul conscious means godly qualities. And body conscious means, what is body consciousness? It is opposite, no, it's qualities of matter. And body made of mud, matter, earth, and earth has gravity, and I get attracted again towards direction, attraction. So first Baba says, conquer attractions and influence, don't be impressed and influenced. So gravity of the body consciousness attracts us, right? And what influences is, as soon as I have some environment, influence, words of others, actions of others, what is in the air, that influences me. So attraction and influence. So the more and more this attraction is there, turn within. So in order to make my stage powerful, it means I have to focus that instead of thinking about others, I have to think about myself. And what I have to think about myself? My original powers. So when my soul conscious qualities are there, the body conscious power automatically becomes weak. So attention and checking is the method to become pure first, clean first. Pure is second stage, cleanliness is first. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Godly power is making me then pure. Then this relationship with God is making me powerful. Because then godly qualities begin to express through me as an instrument. So it means in order to make myself powerful, I have to create only powerful thoughts. And powerful thoughts means, powerful thoughts are not many. Weak thoughts are many. Mosquitoes emerge very quickly in thousands. Lions do not take birth in thousands. Scorpions and snakes take birth in hundreds. So weak and negative, impure, becomes a very big flow. So this is in order to make myself pure. Baba said, think less. Dadi Janaki used, Baba says, think only pure thoughts. Dadi Janaki used to say, don't think. Don't think. We used to say, Dadi, but it is the nature of the mind to think. How can you say that, don't think? He says, yes, think, don't think. Why they said don't think? Because when we are thinking unnecessary thoughts of worry, of fear, of doubt, these are waste. So don't do that. Means don't think. Not as the don't think. Baba says, think of me. And you say, don't think. She says, yes, to think of Baba, that's right. But don't think what you are thinking. So I have to check. In order to make my stage powerful, my thoughts are too much or my thoughts are very limited. Only thoughts what Baba has given. And in order to make powerful, when I begin to focus on these powerful thoughts, again and again, empowering that thought. For example, I meditate. When we meditate, what is happening at that time? Yes. What is happening at that time? We are focusing the same thought. I am. And you slow down automatically. I am. You breathe in. As you are thinking, your breath is also, you can feel that It is a different the state of the breath at that time. I am a pure and peaceful soul. So meditation, in that meditation we are able to think less, because we are thinking on that quality. In the same way, in order to make our words powerful, means benevolent and pure, we need to speak less. In order to really others believe it and trust it, not speaking too much again and again. Speaking gently with benevolent consciousness. There's royalty in it. It has more effect. If something we say again and again, the power is lost. Royal people do not speak too much. Even these important people, when they answer the application, they do not write too many words. Very short answer. The power is not in big thing. The power is in small thing. And so, it means in order to the powerful, pure, the more pure it is, the more powerful it is. And it is able to do many tasks at the same time. We can see the technology. I remember when early days, time is running, so I have to tell you, I want to give you a chance to ask questions so then we can communicate with each other. The technology I was talking, that more subtle it is becoming, the more powerful it is. A few years ago, if an interviewer coming from the television station, the whole room used to be filled with so many machineries. A camera here, one camera here, one light here, the stage would. And now, how is everything recorded? Just in one small pen. Powerful. Small chip has unlimited information. No need for many, many books. And time, the soul itself is so tiny. So it is also powerful, but only when we are soul conscious. And when soul conscious stage is pure stage, but powerful it becomes becoming yoga. And actually to give power to others, it is when it is in interaction with each other. When we come in connection with each other, that is really powerful. Because it is empowering others. That this small machinery is not powerful when it is not giving a benefit to others. So that's very powerful. Only when others experience, it is called powerful. Not that I am good, no. My stage is good. I am thinking about myself. My stage is good. I have not done anything wrong today. I have not caused anyone sorrow to anyone. It means that my building, what is built, it's there, but I have not put something more in it. I have to put another brick. In order to make myself powerful, it means what good action I have done today more. I have not done anything wrong, that's right. It's good, it is satisfaction. But in order to build higher, it means a new quality has to be added in it. A good action has to be added in it. And through that I would see how much perfection is going to be achieved. So divine virtues are there, but how much we are using them? Big list of divine qualities are there. So pure and elevated stage means the embodiment of all qualities, means this quality are merged also in my body and body consciousness. It is natural. This is what the elevated stage and pure stages of the golden age. Okay, now time is running fast and I would actually should give up. That's why I have invited Ben sister, that because my hearing, my physical organ wants to be very silent. It's gone in the soul world. So I need help to hear again the question that you ask. If anyone wants to ask any question. Mike. Yes.
I'm Shanti, so if anyone would like to ask a question, you can come down to the mic here and ask Didi a question. If anyone has the courage to ask a question. Yes, brother, if you could come and speak in the mic, that would be helpful. Thank you.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Is there a question?
Yeah.
No, you can speak and she can translate for me, no? Instead of writing,
where
no?
Did you put them on? Twitter. Oh, where did you put them on? Just there. Okay. So, could you come and speak in the mic? You can bring translator, it's okay. Okay, you write and then brother can read it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, by the time he writes, anyone else has a question? Yes, please, come. Because time is limited. Mike is here.
Okay. We make all the effort, Amrit Vela, soul conscious, body conscious. How do you name, how will I know what my stage is? Where I am, it is 100% or 0% or in between. How do I know my stage?
Amrit Vela means, of course, am I making Amrit Vela because it is direction that I need to get up? Otherwise, I am not following Baba's direction? Or is it Amrit Vela, my deep desire to meet Baba? I have to check my consciousness. Am I making Amrit Vela if I don't get up? Others will say I am not a good Brahmin. So my consciousness, again this pure consciousness, is the perfect stage. So it's my deep desire to meet, because Baba has said, child, I have kept this Amrit Vela, personal communication with you. Devotees come later on, and for you I have fixed this time. So it is my appointment with Baba. So when this love is there, then naturally that quality is, wait please, yeah. The second thing is that why it is not become powerful? Because yesterday, means one day before, what have been my thoughts? Where has been my action? Which kind of connection and actions I have been performing? On that basis, it is, or what was my food like? Did I sleep late after watching something which was not so calm and clean and pure. So yesterday's effect is today in the morning as well. So this is why even we do a regular like Shpalin Shrimad, we are walking on the road, of course, but not keeping the mind in this consciousness, but not aware what I'm carrying from yesterday in myself. So this is why before you sleep, leave your car in garage. Whole day I have been working with the body, my car. I become nirakar in the ayin. I fly to Baba. So that the body, whatever action has been performed through the body, that is not helping me, that is not making my effect on myself. And then I am coming fresh from soul world. Then you see, practice that. This fresh thought will bring fresh connection with Baba. Try this.
Om Shanti.
There are few written questions before. Yeah. Two questions are before.
Sure. This is a multi-part question, but all related to the same topic.
I need translation. Yeah, I need repetition.
Okay. This is a multi-part question, all on the topic of soul consciousness. The first part is, can you be consciously soul conscious?
Yeah, I'm consciously soul conscious.
That's one. What is the difference between bodilessness, incorporeal, and soul consciousness? If you are last
one, step by step.
Okay.
bodilessness means use your bodily organs less and less. Because we are using our eyes too much. We are using our ears too much. So please stop bodilessness. Then incorporeal is that I am not this body. So I, the soul, am still silent, peaceful. I am focusing on my own qualities. Body conscious means I am all conscious of what others are saying, what others are doing. So we are more in action. Then in soul consciousness, I am more in powerful connection. Soul consciousness and God consciousness means yoga power. Body consciousness means I am more connected with the body. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Om Shanti.
Time ho gaya. The question read kar do. Main 2 minute mein answer deti. Just 2 minutes more.
So the next question somebody asked, what is the difference between bliss?
Hindi mein bolo. Acha, no, sorry.
Yeah. What is the difference between bliss, joy, happiness, and supersensuous joy? Khushi, anand.
Khushi, happiness means when I got the lost thing found again. I'm happy. I'm happy to get something long lost and found again. Or I was looking, I achieved it. Khushi?
Atindriya sukh.
And then the second thing, anand, yeah?
Anand.
Acha. Then, so atindriya sukh is supersensuous joy, is that I, the soul, am experiencing this inner qualities, not with senses, not with music, not with seeing any video, even if it is Baba's and this. But it is internally my consciousness, super sensuous, inner sense, is seeing Baba's qualities, seeing the relationship is with me. not with objects, but without the objects, godly powers. And bliss means it has no contrast. Happiness and sorrow have a contrast. Achievement and losing is a contrast. Bliss is a blessing stage which is always perfect. Truth, sat, chit, anand. When truth I am achieving, and that becomes living, there's bliss. Super sense of joy is beyond senses. The mind is enjoying, lost in love. Intellect is focused and faith in Baba, and I am beginning to experience godly qualities and my qualities. That is swing of super sense with joy. Baba says, I give you these four subjects to swing in this swing. Okay?
Thank you, Didi.
Yeah. Our time says Om Shanti because we have the other thing. Thank you for...
We will have meditation for 2 minutes.
अब हमें और क्या चाहिए